remembering and seeking. Tombs are a place of remembering. Visiting graves is not a part of all cultures. It was certainly woven into the culture that I grew up in, and it was woven into the culture of our gospel story. For the cultures that do visit burial sites, they do so to stay connected, not to stay connected to the living, but to the life of the one that they lost. Those memories and cultures that keep them alive. The women in our gospel reading today were headed to the grave. They were going to this place of remembrance for one last act of love. What they found was the empty grave. Jesus was gone. They were perplexed. Where would they go to remember him? Their culture said, you go there, but he's gone. Luckily, that for them, very quickly, two angelic figures appeared and asked, why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified, and on the third day rise again. They had gone there not looking for the living. They had gone there looking for the dead. And this pronouncement of why are you looking for the living amongst the dead, and that story being shared by those figures, by those brilliant white figures, later to be named as angels, through that pronouncement, in that moment, their lives changed. It changed because they remembered. They remembered who Jesus was. They remembered what he taught and how he lived. They remembered how Jesus treated them and how he gave them life in a society that did not. They remembered that the life he gave them in this kingdom would continue in a new way in the kingdom of everlasting life. No longer were they to look for him among the dead. They were to look for him among the living. All throughout Jesus' ministry, he encountered people who were considered dead to the world. He gave them love and dignity, restoring them to life. The women became the first believers that day, the first believers in the risen Christ. That's powerful. And they became the first evangelists. Not only was a message shared with them that they believed, remembered, and connected with, they then went to share that story, to help others remember. They were the first to be witness to that new message. I mean, God blessed these women as witnesses in a culture where they were not even allowed to be witnesses of anything. Their word was not good. They were women. But God says, no. In this new kingdom, you are witnesses to this glorious, life-changing event. When we believe the resurrection of Jesus Christ is true and life-giving, we can see beyond a world of idle tales. Belief in the empty tomb drives us to seek Christ in all people, and to share with them the life-giving grace of the resurrection. We're Episcopalians, and so we have a lot of outward and visible signs, right, to help us in our journey throughout the year, the liturgical season, but throughout our life beyond the walls of this building. I told the kids this morning that they were going to go hunt eggs. But it wasn't necessarily the egg itself that they were after. That they were after the goodness inside of them. Those eggs would come in all different shapes, sizes, colors, and there were tons of them, and there were so many unique ones. But it wasn't the outward appearance of those eggs that they were being drawn to. They were seeking that goodness. I asked them and gave them a challenge that I then right after admitted that I would have failed because I wouldn't have been paying attention to the challenge at their age, but I'm going to give you the challenge too. That Easter egg hunts can't just be for kids, and they can't just be for today. In our belief to go past stories that can be turned into idle tales, we have to keep the story alive. We have to be witness as those women were, and we have to be evangelists and share that story to help other people remember and experience the risen Christ. That goodness that we seek is within each of you. It's within each person in which you encounter in your life. We all come in different shapes and sizes and colors and cultures and whatever the world has labeled us as being different. But the goodness inside is the part of us which we were created in God's image. We have to be drawn to other people in the same way that those children are drawn to go out and run after those Easter eggs. Challenge for us is to not become professed believers that sit idle. Because the longer we sit idle, the longer actually our beliefs become just idle tales. Because Jesus was a man of action, filled with goodness, shared that goodness. And not only goodness in this kingdom, but gave us the promise of the goodness of everlasting life. Amen.